Blog Talk Radio.
That is right. You know what that music means. It's time for GTE Radio 193.5, the show about all the latest and greatest things happening at GTE Financial. And yesterday, we're recording this show on Friday. Wanted to do the show yesterday, but again, had issues with Blog Talk Radio and the Skype connectivity that they use. But not a big deal. Not a big deal. The show goes on Friday. But it was International Credit Union Day yesterday. And, you know, a lot of credit unions do different things. I saw the picture that GTE posted on Facebook with all the different flags. I thought that was so very cool. But what I think is even cooler is the tremendous diversity of talent that we have at GTE Financial. When I did the interviews with the interns this summer, I was really amazed at how many of them came from all different parts of the world. They all had very different cultural backgrounds. A lot of credit unions talk about, hey, we've got this diverse workforce and we're celebrating International Credit Union Day. But when you look at GTE Financial, man, you really do see a brand that's putting that in practice. International Credit Union Day, it's a really cool thing. A lot of credit unions do different types of observances and celebrations at their different, we don't call them branches, at our community financial centers, at their branches, our community financial centers, really to bring attention to this. And of course, we're all working now banking, even a credit union like GTE Financial. We're dealing with an international marketplace. And, you know, of course, I go out and I look at the GTE Facebook page. And I guess people think that because we're celebrating International Credit Union Day, we're not a local brand anymore. That's not exactly and entirely true. But when you're in the banking marketplace, it is a global marketplace. And I just think it makes so much sense that GTE Financial gets talent and finds people from different backgrounds. And of course, as Florida has changed so much and so many people moving to Florida from all different parts of the country, as well as all different parts of the world, it makes such great business sense to have this very, very diverse workforce. And I was really just struck by that, like I said, when I was doing the intern series, when we interviewed all the interns. We had folks that had backgrounds from India and Vietnam and Thailand and just all over the place. And it was just great. And, you know, to be able to come into GTE Financial and take all of that, you know, that all that cultural diversity and yet make it work. That's one of the things I really, really like and I've always respected about GTE Financial. They're not afraid to go outside the banking industry to find talented people. They're not looking for any one type of person in terms of appearance or background. They're looking for people that want to treat members the right way, that want to pursue the culture of GTE Financial. And I just think it's really, 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 really cool that we can do that with such a mixture of folks. It really is very, very cool to behold. And a lot of people talk, you know, like I said, a lot of people talk international. But if you want to see what it looks like, all you got to do is look at GTE Financial. And you can do that for a lot of stuff, by the way. I always encourage when I speak to other credit unions, like, look, you don't have to go to a conference to find out how to do certain things. You can emulate a credit union down in Tampa, GTE Financial, that is doing generally exactly what they're looking to do. We want to improve this, or we want to do that, or we want to find out how to do this. Well, I know a credit union that's already doing that and doing it really, really well. And the same can be said for that international vibe that was celebrated yesterday in credit union land. If you really want to see a great example of it, just check out GTE Financial. Hoping to get someone from the Texon Tour next week, because I think that is such a great program, especially given, let's just be honest, the demographic demographics in Florida, sometimes folks that might be a little older than me will have some problems, some tech problems that might not be an issue to somebody like myself or someone who's a bit younger than me. But those tech issues can be very, very frustrating for older Americans and for anybody really. So when you have the ability to take your computer or your mobile devices or whatever they work on, we're going to hopefully find out when we talk to somebody from Techs on Tour. I just think that's a great, great program. I'm looking forward to hearing more about that. Hey, folks, let's continue to be the people we were in the interview. Let's be in business forever. Let's drive our competitors crazy. And until next we speak, my name is Jason Dias, and we'll talk to you all next week. Bye.